Welcome back to the second installation of Windows Azure Pack Express Install. I'm here with Yun Cho, Senior Technical Evangelist. In the first module, we basically went over how do you install Windows Azure Pack, Service Provider Foundation, and hook up the IaaS pipeline together, like make Windows Azure Pack talk to Service Provider Foundation and make Service Provider Foundation talk to VMM so that you now have that visibility from the Windows Azure Pack admin portal all the way down to SPF, VMM, and Hyper-V. What we're going to take a look at in this particular module is what do you do after that? Once you're done with the pipeline, you now have to go into Virtual Machine Manager and get those images, networks, disks, etc. ready so that you can have your tenants come in and start creating virtual machines out of those. So in this session, we're first going to take a look at how do you prepare these images and how do you expose them via SPF. The second half of this session, we're going to take a look at, okay, now that you've prepared everything in VMM, how do you go to the WAP portal and create plans out of them and configure a plan to basically expose these images that you just created, right? With that, I'd like to turn down to Young. Can you please take us through VMM?
Well, thank you, Shiri. Yes, we are going to start getting into the VMM admin console. So in VMM admin console, we're going to show you how you can configure and get your assets ready. Now, first, I want to show you it's in the library. We see our hard disk, and I have put in two hard disks here already. One is the data disk. The other is a sysprep R2 image. Now, at this time, notice the operation is unknown, and the library server, all that is here. So what we need to do is, based upon the workload that we're going to deploy, we need to put in specific values here. But before we do that, let's go ahead and look at the environment we have. If we look at the fabric, where fabric is your compute, your network, and your storage. So in the fabric, the network fabric, I have a logical network. Within the logical network, I have allocated an address pool. And so what I do is, I have allocated an address site, and I give it a pool of address. I also define other condition there. Now, this is a logical network. So if you're going above, and then you will actually see that you create a virtual machine network. You do need a virtual machine network in order to deploy a virtual machine. So on that, we have two virtual machine networks. One is HR VMNet and IT VMNet. Now within the IT VMNet, we further specify the subnet. And then here I give it 172.16.100. And for the HR, I give it, I'm sorry, here, HR 172.16.200. So they are in different subnet. Notice it's 172, so there's actually network virtualization layer that we put in. And then there's an additional different location that you can go to here. This is the one for Chicago, and I give a different address range.
So basically what you're doing here is you're going into the VMM console and you're creating your own virtual private networks for your tenants to consume.
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct. So this is a virtual machine network. You do have that in order to deploy virtual machine. And this is our Hyper-V host. And as I show in the beginning of our presentation, I show you that this is the actual my laptop. So within the laptop, I run Hyper-V, and I actually run these three machines. One is the domain controller, the other is the VMM, the other is the Windows Azure Pack Box, which we spent a lot of time throughout the last hours to do this. So I do have this as a Hyper-V host. And if you look at the property of it, particularly if you look at the hardware, and if we look at the network adapter, here I have create, this is the logical network that we have, and I let it see through our logical network. It's a 10.0 system, and the actual virtual machine network, if you remember, we do 172.16.100 and 200. So we have that ready. And for cloud, we create two clouds. One is for HR project XYZ, the other is for the IT technical support. So the scenario I'm giving you is for sort of like within the enterprise that you use Azure Pack to support your different business unit. This can easily be Contoso and Fabricant. Could be a different company, different business unit, whatever fits your model. and then you can use, give them their own private cloud. And if we look at the private cloud properties here, this is the HR project. Within the HR project, you look at the logical network, I let it access the logical network that we define. And if you look at the storage, it's consumed the local storage of the Hyper-V host. The library, we let it read the VMM library. And it's the same thing what for IT, we create another cloud. It's pretty much the same thing. We let it access our logical network.
So we basically created two separate clouds for potentially two different customers.
On two separate VM network.
Great. So each of them can go in and create virtual machines on each of those clouds in that particular network, and they can't see each other.
Right. And this is also the talk about isolation. So you isolate in different private cloud. Within the private cloud, you can also impose a lot of resource control or security monitoring, all kinds of things you want to do. So private cloud is the boundary that we stay in.
Awesome. Okay.
So we pretty much have the VMM ready. So what we're going to do is we want to make sure our disk is ready. So to get the information, what you need to do is you need to bring back your WPI, your web platform installer. So for that, I want to go to the web box because I have that ready there. So I'm going to show you. When you come into the web platform installer, there's actually an option. Let me just make sure I capture this address here so I don't have to cancel this. There's an option for you to actually enter your custom feed. And so you can get this address from the documentation. So if we get this feed, and let's OK that. And you notice it go out and validate and coming back with this service model that we have. That is where we can get all this gallery item information. So if you click that, notice that we have SCVMN service template. We also have gallery resources. That's the goodie that I was looking for. So you can go ahead and get into the gallery item, and there's a different workload for you to help you to prepare for deployment. So for instance, you can pick and choose. So we can go ahead and, for instance, we can pick this one, and you can put an add. And you can also, let's say, for instance, like IIS, you put an add, and then you can go ahead and install it. And so I have downloaded already, so I'm going to skip that part. And so what I can show you is, and that is actually, it will download under your C drive with the title Gallery Resources. And so I picked the two, so I've downloaded. If you look at the package, there's really essential, pertinent information that you really need to spend time before you actually go out and do it. Within that, there's a resource definition package. There's a resource extension. The resource definition is for you to enter into your Azure Pack boxes. And the resource extensions let you put into SCVMN. And then the most, I think the most critical one is the README document. And within the README document, that's where all the goodies are. It tells you exactly how you prepare your resources. Let me just close this. You can ask me later on that. We can just go ahead and I would do later on that. Let me just close this. Let me make it bigger so you can see it. Okay. So within this document, this is really where you need to stay and focus on everything it says. You know, you need to read it to the T. For instance, for your virtual disk, the configuration for Server 2012, the operating system, these are kind of the title or the tag that you can have. The family name, it have a very specific and prescriptive guidance for you. And the tags, later I'll show you how you can add a tag. You need to have this information correctly put in before VMM and also Azure Pack can recognize it. And believe it or not, you want to pay full attention on this, otherwise you're gonna get a lot of headache later. So, and also for the deployment setting, and so there's all kinds of details here to help you to prepare your workload. So that's how you can get the information on how to prepare it. So let's go back to our SCVMN where we're gonna get ready for that. So basically, for SCVMN, I read that README file, so I understand what needs to get prepared. And let me bring up my PowerShell. You can certainly manually to add those information. You can certainly go through the UI and add individual tag. Here's I have a little script to sort of do that for me. So if you have a really bulk volume that you need to specify, this is what you can do. Basically, I will get the current situation, get the current extension, and then we're going to import these two extensions. So the VMM would know all the information about these two packages. So let's go ahead and import that first. So let's go ahead and do that. This is just saying that I have registered already. So this is I previously had registered already, but this is just telling you know we have duplication. But basically, I have registered these two resource extension. So after you have done that, and the next is you're going to prepare your VHD. Now, if we look at the VHD here, as I indicated, there's a type, there's an operating system, and so on. And what you need to pay attention is in that README file, it will specify what family name you need to use, what a different specification, you know, for instance, like the operating system and all that. So you need to specify that. And here, basically, I'm just going to search the title of all begin with the R2, and I'm going to set these things for it, including the different tags, different releases. So let's just go ahead and execute this thing. So it first shows us before we setting it up, what is the current setting on that? Let me just go up a little bit. Okay, so from here. Okay, at this time, we don't have family name, we don't have release, we don't have a tag. And so after we're running this script, it actually sets up all this for me. So if we go back to look at our disks, so at this time, it actually sets up this operating system and all that for me. Let's double click that, look at the property. It has the release, it has the family name. These names are very specific. It has to be 100% identical, otherwise the system won't recognize it as a resource. Now, if you do deploy some other workload, for instance, like the IIS, you will need a data disk. And this will be specified in the README file. So at this time, I don't have all the information needed. So I'll go through that README file. And if I go back to our PowerShell, and at this time, for data disk, based upon the README file, here's the specification I need to put in. All right. So I'm basically going to set the family name as a data, the OS as a none. So doing all that, so I'm going to execute it. So we finish executing. Again, it shows what's before and what's after. So at this time, we have set it up. Now let's go back to look at our disk. For the data disk, somehow I have to manually put in the release name. I'm going to put it 1.0.0.0. This format, again, is very specific. You have to do it this way. You got to go through the README document. Don't take any chances. It has to be exact. So this time, I'm going to save it. And before I do that, for data disk, if you read the README document, it says the family has to be data. It says the operating system has to be none. So these, you get that information from that README file. I'm going to OK that. So at this time, pretty much we get these two disks ready. So if you have quite a number of disks, you need to categorize it. And based upon the README file, the specification of the particular workload, you set it up and to get these disks ready.
OK, so we now have our disks tied, and then we also have our virtual networks created.
We have virtual network created. Oh, you know what? I have additional thing I need to show you, because all this will be references when we create the plan. That is, for instance, like the profile. For instance, like hardware profile, we got small, medium, large, right? Based upon the hardware configuration. For the template, I simply just create one simple one, the VM template, which take the spread disk. And all this will show up later when we consume Windows Azure Pack and make it available to our authorized user. So that's the part of the VMM that we need to get ready.
And I'm assuming that all of these things that you just did is something a VMM administrator would normally do, correct?
Let me qualify that. Probably cloud administrator. Put in cloud. Cloud administrator. We're as consuming private cloud.
Understood. So that's a good point you made. The cloud administrator would typically do all of these tasks in his day-to-day basis, right?
Right. And you know what? Also, remember in the beginning of the program, you talk about distributed model and the Express. So let's say if you are a cloud administrator and you specifically focus on the workload, so maybe you don't want that many different distributed model. So you can use this Express model as we set it up and focus on working on the workloads.
Sounds good. So that brings us to the end of our first demo in this segment. So we basically made sure that everything in VMM is up to speed. What we're going to do now is go over to the Windows Azure Pack side of things and ensure that we have a plan created with all of these elements that we just created in VMM. So with that, Young, can you please take us to the Windows Azure Pack portal?
Well, thank you. Okay. So now we're coming back to this Azure Pack portal that we previously created. This is the admin site. And at this time, we have made a connection, if you remember, with the VMM. So this is the cloud, what we have created. One is HR, project XYZ, and tech support, and all that. So what we need at this time, we need to bring in those gallery items that we want to allow our user to deploy. So we can come to the VM clouds, and let's go ahead and click gallery. Now, I have already imported one, and let me show you how you can import additional one. So you will click the import, and you will go to the, remember those resources packages that you downloaded? So this is what you need to do is you need to point to wherever the resource package is. So let's say at this time, I'm going to add a package to it. So I'm going to use the definition file. This is where we allow Azure Pack Portal to understand this workload. So we're going to do that, and we're going to click OK. So this imports the gallery item in. Now notice the state. One is private, one is public. So when you first import it in, it will now automatically become available. So you do need to make sure that this item is correctly imported and make it public.
So this is a concept in Windows Azure Pack, right? If something is private, it basically means that only the administrator has the ability to view those items. And if it's public, it basically means that the tenant users can actually go in and use them.
There you go. So there's at least one benefit to be an administrator, I guess. All right, so let's go back. So we have put the gallery item in public. The next one is we're going to create a plan. A plan, basically, the resource plan, how the user can consume that. So with that, you are coming down to this plan tab, and let's go ahead and create a host plan. Let's give it a name. Now, I'm going to create two plans, one for IT, because I have an IT support cloud. I'm going to let them consume that. The other is for the HR project XYZ. So let's create the IT one first. I'm just going to call it IT plan. So it's going to be a VM cloud. Now, in the future, as you get this established, you can certainly import other services that's available, and then you can do the checkbox here. For this, we're going to go to next, and we're just going to confirm that. So this basically gives you kind of a logical entry and to create that plan. So at this time, the plan has been created, and notice, again, it's private, which means that's the benefit for the administrator, right?
Only the administrator can see a private plan, yes.
So in order to make it available, let's go ahead and click the status of it, and notice that there's a plan services. And this is where you can see all the resources that's actually available. Now, if you have multiple VM servers supporting you, and they will have that drop-down list, we just have one. So we're going to click this one we have. And there's also a different cloud. This is basically the private cloud we create, the two private cloud. This one is for IT. So I'm going to click the IT's cloud. And there's a different operation you can control.
The different quotas?
That's right. The different resource constraint that you can put in or make it available. And then the networks. Now remember, we create two logical network. So I'm going to let IT access only IT network. I'm going to OK that. And then hardware profile. Remember, we have small, medium, and large. And so let's look at that. I'm just going to give them all. All right. And the template. Remember, I have one virtual machine template. And as you can see, that if you have more, it's going to be listed here. And then you can pick and choose what kind of template that's available for this particular IT team that I'm going to let them to consume our resources. And also the gallery item, right? We have one, I import another one. I'm just going to make it both available so they can deploy domain controller, they can deploy IIS.
So this is one of the gallery items that we just imported.
We just imported and make it available. That's correct. And finally, you can also control what they can do or cannot. I'm just going to give them all. You know, I used to be IT, so I won't give them all. What do you think? Is that
sure.
Okay?
That's fine.
Let's give it all. So remember to save your plan. Now, once you save the plan, We're not there yet because this means you have a plan. You have a resource plan for your customer to consume, but you still need to first make it public available. So if you look at the, you can do it here as a matter of fact, you can say public. So make it public available. And then if you go back to look at the plan, it's public, the status public. And that means this plan is ready to be consumed. The next you need to do is you need to create subscription so you can let user to consume this plan. So let's go ahead and create subscription. Basically it's a user account. So at this time I am just gonna give IT, this is basically give your IT sort of like the IT lead, because who will consume these resources and deploy the infrastructure IIS or what have you. So let's go ahead, I'm gonna create a simple name called IT at Contoso.
And while you're creating that, so this is happening because this is an express installation and a tenant user identity is managed by Windows Azure Pack itself. Now, if you're deploying this in your enterprise and you want to hook it up to your Enterprise Active Directory through ADFS, you should be able to just change the Azure Pack settings to make it talk to ADFS. And at that point on, you wouldn't have to create a user. You can just assign a subscription to a user that's already in your Active Directory.
You know what? I think that's an excellent idea for part two of this series. What do you think? All right, so I'm creating this account. Here, I just want to let you see that you need to choose the plan. Now, for this IT, because I only let for that particular plan, I only let them consume the IT cloud. So once we create that, we have created the subscription. And so this is for the IT. So in that case, we can do the same for the HR. So you can create HR plan, consume HR cloud, and create user to consume HR. And so that is pretty much you have create, get everything ready for the user to actually start deploying IIS, the resource from Azure Pack.
Great. So like how we saw in the architecture diagram before, we basically have the Hyper-V and VMM layer that you currently are working with. And what we did in this session is basically install SPF, install Azure Pack, and then we went into VMM to prepare the disks, virtual networks, and your cloud instances. And we went back to the Azure Pack to create a plan with all of those resources that we just configured. And immediately, we're able to create tenant users and have them sign up for subscriptions, and they can go into their WAP tenant portal and be able to create resources. So all of that from VMM to WAP self-service in about five simple steps.
That's right, and this only is a few hours. And remember, I got everything on my laptop. If I can do it, you bet you can do it. So I hope you will go out and try it. This is really very exciting technology. And I am just about to change my middle name to WAP.
So once you're done with that, there are a couple of additional things that you can do to enhance your WAP experience, right? So right now when we install Windows Azure Pack, everything was created with self-signed certificates. So you can actually go in and change them to trusted certificates. Because you had self-signed certificates, you saw that red bar on the title bar on Internet Explorer. This is one of the most common questions that we get asked. So you should be able to replace self-signed certificates with trusted certificates. And it's as simple as getting a trusted certificate, going to IIS, and changing the binding on the website. So once you're done with that, you could probably replace FQDNs. FQDNs are fully qualified domain names. Like for instance, in this environment, you saw that Young had wap.local as his box. Maybe you want to have something like, hey, here's my wapcloud.com that you actually bought. So you might want to reconfigure WAP with FQDNs. All of this information is available on TechNet for you. Again, as I said, you could configure Active Directory Federation Services to let your enterprise identity sign in, to enable enterprise identity sign in for this. And you could configure these services in high availability when you're ready for it. So you can actually create a distributed install of Windows Azure Pack and be able to configure them in high availability. And as always, you can add more services. We have other options like websites, service bus, and other third-party solutions available out there in the market that let you perform some of those additional tasks that you cannot perform with Windows Azure Pack natively out of the box. So you could always add more services. And we've added plenty of resources online. There's a Windows Azure Pack wiki. We have a lot of resources on TechNet and on the Building Clouds blog. So I encourage you guys to actually go in and take a look at these resources. Please feel free to reach out to us with any questions you have or ping us in Twitter. And we hope this session was useful for you guys.
Yeah, and you know what? Now, Shuri, you just mentioned ADFS will be part two, certificate will be part three, and the additional services will be part four. So we're gonna see you guys. We're gonna see you guys often. And you know what, Shuri? I don't know about you. I'm pretty hungry. Are you ready to consume cloud?
Absolutely.
Let's go ahead. We have Azure Pack that we can start consuming.
Thank you, guys.